ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट 13 ताम अंगा मताम मधुनोरु गंधिना विवृता ताम्राक्षम अशेषा धिष्ण्या पाहा उपासतो पायना पानिभिर विना त्रिभिस तपो योगा बालौजसाम पदम तमंगमतां मधुनोरु गंधिना विवृततां राक्षम अशेषदिष्ण्यपाहा उपासतोपायनपानिभिर्विना त्रिभिस्तपो योगबलौजसां पदम् तमंगमतां मधुनोरु गंधिना विवृततां राक्षम अशेषदिष्ण्यपाहा उपासतोपायनपानिभिर्विना त्रिभिस्तपो योगबलौजसां पदम् तमंगमतां मधुनोरु गंधिना विवृततां राक्षम अशेषदिष्ण्यपाहा उपासतोपायनपानिभिर्विना त्रिभिस्तपो योगबलौजसां पदम्
Him.
Hiranyakashipu.
Anga.
O dear king. Mattam.
Intoxicated.
Madhuna.
By wine.
Urugandhina.
Strong smelling.
Vivritta.
Rolling.
Tamra aksham.
Having eyes like copper.
Ashesha dhishnyapaha.
The principal man of all the planets.
Upasata.
Worshipped.
Upayana.
Full with paraphernalia.
Panibihi.
By their own hands.
Vina,
without.
Tribihi,
the three principal deities.
Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma, and Lord Shiva.
Tapaha,
of austerity.
Yoga,
mystic power.
Bala,
bodily strength.
Ojasam,
and power of the senses.
Padam,
the abode.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada.
Oh, my dear king, Hiranyakashipu was always drunk on strong-smelling wines and liquors, and therefore his coppery eyes were always rolling. Nonetheless, because he had powerfully executed great austerities in mystic yoga, although he was abominable,
all but the three principal demigods, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, personally worshipped him to please him and bringing him various presentations with their own hands. Purport. In the Skanda Purana, there is this description. Upayanam daduhu sarve vina devan Hiranyakaha. Hiranyakashipu was so powerful that everyone but the three principal demigods, namely Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu, engaged in his service. Madhvacharya says, Aditya vasavo rudras trividha hisurayataha. There are three kinds of demigods, the Adityas, the Vasus and the Rudras, beneath whom are the other demigods, like the Maruts and Sadhayas. Marutas chaiva vishve cha sadhyas chaiva tadat gataha. Therefore, all the demigods are called Tripishtapa, and the same word tri applies to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu. So here in this purport, then Srila Prabhupada points out how easily a man can get bewildered. And actually, more power the man may have, then more likely is that he gets bewildered if he is not properly conscious. Why is that? Now, Hiranyakashipu, he is controlling the demigods. By what? By his power. Where he got this power from? Austerity. Okay, so then he got some power, and then, no, he is very powerful. And everybody fears him. Everybody but the three main principal demigods, right? Now, this is very significant that everybody follows him out of fear. So to control, one can use his power. And people may fear and they may follow. But how long? As long as he is more powerful than the other person. When the other person becomes more powerful, he will not follow any instructions or anything of that person, because now he is more powerful, so he will take no power over him. It's temporary. So, controlling anybody by power, it's a temporary thing. It works, but it's not the best. There is other way how to control people. Anybody? Huh? By love, okay. By influence, relationship, right? Okay, so we have mother and child, friends, intimate friends, right? It's they also control. Mother controls the child, but not by her power. It's by her influence, it's by her love. We can see the example of Yashoda Mata. How was she able to tie Damodar to the mortar? Only by her love. So, there are two ways then how one can control? By power and by influence. By power, Hiranyakashipu does, and very soon he will not be able to continue. By influence, we can develop relationships. Through the relationships, ultimately, relationship with Krishna, that's eternal. So, how do we decide, or how do we see how to control others? We have to always consider this principle. When we are trying to boss around, right? No, I am the boss, you have to listen to me. Okay, you are the boss, why? Because you have the position, but I will get on to you one day, don't worry. And then I will control you and I will get back to you. What's the point? So, leading, leaders, they have to be very careful how they exercise their power. Teachers, parents, it's very important. Sometimes, of course, it is to be used. You have to exercise your power. Something happens, and you see, like in the temple, somebody is doing some nonsense. So you are not necessarily coming to him, Prabhu, please, let's have some relationship. And in the relationship, I will tell you what you are doing is not good. He's doing nonsense, so he has to get out. So you have to show your power. I am the temple commander and then you are doing nonsense, get out of here. That's not good. We don't want anything like that in the temple. It has to be, But overall, how does it happen? Why do people come into our society and become a devotees? Why does one become devotee? Okay. So, and what's missing? Why? What are the people looking for?
Association, love, kindness, happiness,
right?
Trust.
Yeah. So, when a new person comes, he's looking naturally for some interaction. He's looking for some ways how to associate. And if that's given, relationships are established, then very easily one can instruct the person. So like, okay, you have a Bhakta program, then Bhakta leader. Then if he develops the relationships, then he is able to influence the new devotees properly, and in fact, throughout their lives. They will listen to him. Why? Because naturally they will respect him. Why? Because they understand that he cares about them. So then what he teaches them, how he does it, and he can also punish, sometimes it's necessary. But he understands it's for my benefit. So there is some relationship established. And then the power of influence can be always there. But if a person just comes, okay, I'm the boss, and you are my servant, and then you are going to listen what I'm telling you, and if not, then you are out. It's not going to happen for too long. The person is only going to be looking for, when am I going to be the master to boss around? But that's not good. What are people looking for? What is the basic principle of what is the jiva looking for? Conditioned or purified? No. What's happiness?
Krishna.
Conditioned jiva is not looking for Krishna.
Yeah, they are, but they just don't know it.
That's true. So what are the conditions Jiva is looking for? What's the principle behind?
Happiness is at the core of Jiva's craving. It's at the core. And that comes from love. So love and love, that is the essence of Jiva's.
Okay. Ultimately, the Jiva is looking for a shelter. Purified Jiva is looking for shelter of lotus feet of Krishna. That's the ultimate goal. Condition still wants some shelter, some securities. And the higher principle will be deep relationships. That's the as best as you can get in the material world. Now, deep relationships, but not really connected to Krishna. Ultimately, the best relationships connected with the Lord. That's the topmost. But shelter. Shelter is what the Jiva is looking for. So, anybody comes, then they should feel sheltered. When they feel sheltered, then naturally they are able to give everything for, you know, of themselves. During Srila Prabhupada's time, right, we see that Srila Prabhupada was so kind to the devotees that the devotees now were surrendering to Srila Prabhupada. They were looking at the shelter, take shelter of Srila Prabhupada. And because of that, Atma Nivarana, just fully surrendering. So this is very important principle. In material world, it works, the principle works spiritual. An example how it actually, no, it, if applied, it works also on the material platform. I'm not sure you probably know the Bata shoes, right? Big company, right? And the founder, Bata, actually it's a Batya, anyway. How did he become so big? Simple. When he establishes a factory, that's not just a factory. He creates a city, Batanagar. Right? What's in the city? Factory, of course, for making his shoes. And there are the houses, apartments for the laborers. There are schools for the kids of the laborers. There are places of entertainment for the laborers. There are hospitals for the laborers. Everything is inside. So then when somebody comes now to Bata, they are being taken care of. Everything is provided. Get sick, there is a hospital will take care of you. Now your kids need to go to the school, we'll provide school. Everything free. Free. Well, no. He makes money off that, of course. But it's cheaper for the people. And then, when the people are being taken care of, do you think that they run away? No. They are happy to stay and work. And, I mean, to train a new laborer costs a lot of money. To maintain a laborer is much cheaper. So he's a good Vaishya. He just calculated everything and he provided. Of course, material, but that's the principle. It works. In fact, he went even farther. When a laborer works in his factory, now I don't know if it works in India also like that still, but that was how he started. He would force the laborers to educate themselves. So every 6 months, he forced them to get promotion. So then they would continue up. They would be more qualified. And it comes also, he had the leaders, different countries. He had the representatives in each country. And then they would be seeing the factories. Now, those were few, like the GBCs, right? And with those, he accepted them kind of like as actually his family, part of his family. And he would share profit with them. So he had it properly calculated, But people working under him, they would never want to leave. Now I know it because my grandmother was working under him. So it's a principle. Now if that applies, right, you have a person coming into a society and everything is provided, everything is being taken care of, and he is assured and he is feeling comfortable, relationships are there, would somebody want to leave? No. Because shelter is provided. But ultimately, the shelter must be at the lotus feet of Krishna. Guru Krishna. So if everything is properly done, then again, the influence, by the influence, one can lead one to be properly trained to achieve Krishna Prema. Going back to Godhead in one lifetime. So, these are principles which are universally applicable. And we have to understand them. We have to understand now how things work. Right? We said properly trained. What does proper training mean? Ajamil. Was he properly trained or not? Yes or no?
Initially, yes, he was.
Okay, he went back to Godhead. Eventually, he got second chance. But actually, it is said that Ajamil was able at the end of his life to call for Narayan only because he had proper training as a brahmachari in his young life, in his youth. So the initial training, it's extremely important. The training of brahmacharis, extremely important. If that's there, then the culture becomes imbibed. And how to make sure that one is born with good qualities? You see, Prahlad Maharaj, he is born as a pure devotee. Why is he born as a pure devotee? That's actually secondary. Primary happened before. Anybody knows? Okay. Because of Garbharana Samskara. At the time when he was actually having union with his wife, he was very concerned and very upset about Vishnu. And Vishnu was in his mind. And he was thinking of Vishnu. Vishnu, the rascal. Vishnu, this. Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. And at the time, he actually conceived Prahlad Maharaj. So he was fully Krishna conscious. So the Garbhavarna Samskara was perfectly done. And the result was that the devotee of Vishnu was born. It works. Samskaras work. So if they are done properly, then there is very, very good chance that the child is going to be a devotee. Of course, there is always a chance that it won't work. As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada had said, if I would know for certain that all my children will be Krishna conscious, I will have hundreds of them. But nobody can guarantee this to me. So therefore, what's the point of marrying? And he remained brahmachari. So, but in Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada does mention in the 16th chapter, if you want your child to have godly qualities, then you should follow the 10 samskaras. The samskaras starting with Garbharana. The samskaras, they are like a gift to the child. You condition the child the good way. Of course, there are, everything is samskara. No, but some are good, some are not. So as a parent, then you should be concerned, condition the child with the good samskaras. So and then, when that's done, then the training can happen easier. In my experience, I can see difference between boys who the parents did the samskaras for, and who had not done the samskaras. You can see it. So now, if we are properly understanding this, then we can develop the progeny, and the children become much more serious devotees. So that's something which we can do. But very careful, because samskara, it's a ritual. Right? Okay, so Garbhavarna samskara. So I chant 64 rounds. Now I read some Bhagavatam. I did that, but my kid is a rascal. So naturally, it doesn't work. Right? Does it work or doesn't work? What happened? Did it work? Samskara is a ritual. The ritual is for what? Now, the ritual is not just kind of like to do some yagya swaha and then this, that. Okay, it's done. Okay, I had done it. And now let's have some socializing. Okay, now let's have this, let's have that. Okay, fun. No, this was good. Okay, done. It's not about that. Samskara, when done properly, it changes consciousness. When the consciousness is changed, then it has effect. One of the samskaras is that if done properly, then the sex of the child can be changed. If done properly. They are powerful, but they walk through consciousness. Same like Hiranyakashipu. He was conscious of Vishnu, and that's why he produced devotee of Vishnu. If it's just kind of like a superficial, just like a ritual, it doesn't work. I agree with that. But if samskara is properly performed, it changes consciousness. When the consciousness is changed, it works 100%. That's undisputable. So that's what should be done. And that's any samskara. What about taking initiation? It's a samskara. Accepting the holy name from Guru. If it's just kind of like forgot the principles, okay, yeah, I will chant the 16, okay, no, take the beads, okay, done. What, you don't remember anything? And very soon, one may just not feel the connection, one may not feel obliged to follow the four godly principles, one may not feel like chanting 16 rounds, one may just do and does whatever it feels like. It's a nonsense. But if the samskara is done properly, then actually one understands that in front of fire, he promises, I am going to follow the four regulative principles. Wow, okay, I promised it. And then for the rest of my life, I have to do that. I promised I'm going to chant 16 rounds a day. Not something like 100 rounds a week or, how many thousands rounds a year, nothing like that. So I cannot just not chant for some time and chant a little bit more. That doesn't work. 16 rounds a day, minimum. I promise that. I have to do it. And if my consciousness was changed, I will feel guilty if I'm not doing it. If the samskara was perfectly done, then I will feel obliged. I feel committed. That's the power of the samskara. So if we start understanding the what actually we are being given, what is the Vedic culture, what is Srila Prabhupada telling us, then everything for us and for the next generation can be much easier to go back to Godhead, much easier to serve Krishna, much easier to have our mind focus on serving Krishna, not our senses. So that's what we can do. That's what's in our power. We can do it. But if we don't take it seriously, then it's not going to be easy. Then we are exercising our power like Hiranyakashipu. And for some time, now I am the boss. But after I'm not the boss, somebody else is the boss, then I will feel like terrible, right? No, and doesn't have to be. And in that, then actually we commit a lot of Vaishnava Parad. And from Vaishnava Parad, anarthas come into the heart, which are very, very, very difficult to remove. So it's risky. This improper leadership. Now, how serious it is? There is one story. It was during Lord Ramachandra. Once there was a dog lying on the street, and a brahmana goes. And then, he was a nasty brahmana. Or at least, And he saw the dog. He could have walked around the dog, but instead he kicked the dog. For no reason. Now, the dog felt offended. I didn't do anything wrong. I just lie down on the side of the street, and the brahmana, instead of just walking around, he kicked me. So then, I'm going to complain. So then he went to Lord Ramachandra. And he spoke to Lord Ramachandra. And he voiced his concern. I was offended. And Lord Ramachandra, okay, so explain what happened. He said, I was lying there and then Brahmana, instead of just leaving me alone, he kicked me. And I don't think that was appropriate. There was no reason for it. So Lord Ramachandra said, okay, so you seem like a very smart dog. So what punishment would you suggest then for the Brahmana? And he said, little away from here, there's a monastery. And the monastery has no leader at present. Make the Brahmana a leader of the monastery. What? The Brahmana is a poor Brahmana. He is a nasty person. And you want him to become a leader of a big monastery? That's promotion. That's not a punishment. No, please listen, said the dog. He said, these monks there, they are very bad monks. They don't behave properly. So actually, the previous leader, he died. They killed him or whatever it was. Then when he becomes a leader, then surely he will commit offenses because of the misbehavior. He will try to control, he will not be able to, he will commit a lot of offenses. And according to the Shastra, then all the sinful activities, 1/6 of all the sinful activities of a person will come unto him. So there are hundreds of monks. So each one of them will give him 1/6 of his karma, the bad karma, because he is the leader. So he's the responsible person for that. And for that, he will go to hell for a long time. And Ramachandra just, wow. So, it's very serious. Chanakya Pandit says, right? Don't become a king, a guru, a teacher, a parent, if you are unable to elevate those who are not under you, those you care for. It's serious. And how do we come to know how to do it? How does a good parent become a good parent? Must be a training. Without training, how is it going to work? Senses. How does a teacher become a good teacher? Training. Leader. Of course, there is a leadership, not quality in, but must be a training. So everything requires a training. And the training must happen in the beginning of one's life. So if these things are properly done, everything works well. But how to do it? We have to have some influence over our children, over our devotees. We have to be able to explain, to lead. And every leader must be able to follow. Because only one who is able to follow can lead. So we don't have to end up like Hiranyakashipu, trying to control everything by power, but rather we can have some proper relationships, and based on that, then we can develop into very serious individual devotees. But it starts from the beginning. The focus should be on children. Hare Krishna. Any questions?
Okay.
What my name means? Priti Vardhana is one who increases his love for devotees who approached him out of approached him without material, what's the word? Without any materialistic thoughts or motivation. Okay, say motivation. So one who increases love for those devotees, non-materialistic devotees, and you have it. Hare Krishna. There was some.
Thank you, Prabhupada. There's so many nice points there. Okay, yesterday we see the world, the bad world. Yesterday in Srila Prabhupada's translation, the Prabhupada's purpose. Today again we see the same bad world. So, does it mean that the three principle, deity, can be also subject to Aryan Shippu's atrocity? Rama, Shiva, Vishnu, they are also subject to his atrocity? Because the book was explained in the point like that.
See ya.
You get the point?
Not completely.
Okay. Yesterday we see the word boss, the bear. So today again we have seen the same boss. So is it implying that these three principles, deity, here is subject also to Arya Shibu atrocity, just like this thing, the Papa saying, everybody is so afraid of Arya Shibu.
Okay.
So these three principles, deity, they are also afraid that they are subject to Israel.
See, Hiranyakashipu, by his austerity, now he gained certain qualification, and the qualification was to certain level of certain planets. He was unable to reach Brahmaloka. So Brahma didn't have to be afraid, because he could not come there. But by the dint of his tapasya below the Brahmaloka, then he was able to come there. So therefore, wherever he was able to come, then he was able to terrorize, to control. So the main deities were not really afraid. They didn't need to. Mahadev, he definitely didn't have to be afraid. And Lord Vishnu, definitely not. So they were peaceful. But they knew something needs to be done. And therefore, later on we will see then how they approach Lord Vishnu to do something about it. But yeah, they were not themselves concerned, but they were concerned for the other living entities in the universe. So they were in anxiety, not for themselves, but for others. There was specifically Lord Brahma.
Thank you. From your explanation, you were talking about the shelter Shripa was conscious about Vishnu, therefore he was Prahlad Maharaj.
Okay.
That signifies for you, Dhamma the Sastra, right? So what we have from the Sastra is that it was through Narada Muni's association.
Narada Muni, when he came, he already assured everyone, he knew that in the womb there is a devotee of the Lord. And he came and he preached. The child is conscious in the womb. So he hears things. So whatever, you know, the mother actually is exposing herself to, this is what's affecting the child. So Narada Muni, he came and he preached, but he knew there is already a devotee in the womb. And the devotee, it's the consciousness of the mother and father during the conception which attracts the jiva of the same quality as the consciousness of the parents. So if the consciousness is Krishna consciousness during the conception, then the jiva, which is Krishna consciousness, will be attracted into the womb. If the conception happened by accident, or it was pure sense gratification, then it's maybe not very likely that the child will be eager to take up Krishna consciousness very easily. So it's the consciousness. And very careful about the samskaras continue throughout the pregnancy and even after, because of the child being conscious. So you have to know what you are doing. Like, you see, for example, now Ashtavakra. In the womb, he learned everything what his father, was the philosophy, what he was teaching, just because the mother used to sit next to the father. So as a 12-year-old boy, then he defeated the best of the pandits, because he knew the philosophy. How? From the womb. Yeah?
From the womb, the father also was him, right?
Yeah, I'm sure the father was aware of that. No, he is conscious. I'm not sure if he specifically taught him, or that just it was from listening, to how he was in the womb. Because Abhimanyu also, when he was in the womb, then he heard about how to enter the Chakravyuha. So he learned from that. But he didn't know how to get out. Yeah? Yes?
Prabhu, as Prabhu speak that Shamashkar is one type of ritual, and it also depends, the results depends on the consciousness. So my question is that apart from the initiation Shamashkaras and the married Shamashkaras, for the beginner of the Krishna consciousness devotee, it is required to do the rituals, or by following the Das and Gunar, it can be complete? Because when Prabhu says the consciousness, the result will come from the consciousness. So how much importance for the rituals, for Bhagavatam samskaras, and the dead, like a sraddha, dead ceremonies, what many samskaras is there?
There are the 10 samskaras which are described in a book Satkriya Saradipika, and that's written by one of the 6 Goswamis, Gopalbhatta Goswami. He himself written the book. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, then he translated it into Bengali, and he made sure that all his Grihastha devotees have this book.
to follow. And then Srila Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita, as I said, now he mentioned that for those who want children with divine qualities, should follow these 10 samskaras. No, there is no Shraddha. Shraddha is very simple for devotees. No rituals for that. The other ones are also very simple. It's for Vaishnavas, it's not very complicated. It's as simple as it can be. But if done properly, then they have the power. So the ritual is one thing, but the ritual has to be done so seriously that it changes the consciousness. If the samskara does not change the consciousness, it was useless. Yeah? Yes, bro.
First of all, I would like to add something in your the story you mentioned, the story of the dog and the Ramchandra.
Okay.
I come from Ayodhya, so I know the story.
Okay.
The best part of that story is the dog was previously, in his previous life, he was the mutt himself. He was the principal of some mutta himself.
Oh, so he was the mutta DJ?
He was the mutta himself. So he has already tasted the nectar of being a head of some institution or something. Mm-hmm. So that's why he was having the pain. You know, he knows what is the pain of being a dog.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm.
So deliberately to cause more pain, much more pain than anything else, he asked Ram Lord of General to make this Brahmana head of institution. Because there is very painful. You know, if you hate someone, you make him something worse. So he killed that. So anything. My point was not that. I'm trying to say we often term this temple as a hospital, right? Where all sort of person comes with disease and this and that and all that stuff. So we come from different backgrounds with different mindset and different things like you mentioned yoga. So here we come as a great hope and aspiration that here this is something we come in and here we will be getting our love, safety, security, whatever you are dispensing. This is something you pray for in material world and as well as in spiritual world.
Yes.
So my point is, if someone is like this, when we come to this hospital, where disease is treating a disease, like your disease, I am disease, both the disease is treating disease. So I am trying to say, at least the person who is treating you should be free from disease, or at least lower the lesser disease than that person. So, without training, without proper having the rapport, influence, and the proper understanding, if someone is leading some institution or some department or something, and he treats with certain individual devotee who is not having that kind of exposure in his previous life, and he is coming, he is dealing. So I think it's a much more offense on the part of the person who is dealing, and he's not dealing, if he's not dealing properly. Then he's like creating a situation when he's making or breaking kind of situation.
You see. Now, say, we say Hiranyakashipu, now he is trying to control, right? But he is doing it, he doesn't know what he's doing. Why? Because he's intoxicated. So he is breaking the regulative principles. So under intoxication, he is just unable to think. So every devotee should first of all be dedicated to follow the four regulative principles. Not three, not three and a half, four. If you are serious in your devotional service, then the disease will go away. Eventually, it may take some time, may take years, but it will go away. Now, if we take it so cheaply, okay, I am a devotee now. Okay, now everyone knows me as a devotee. So what does it matter? Now I can do whatever I want. If that's there, then there is not going to be naturally respect. And things will be falling apart. So first, Upadeshamitra explains, right?
So vacho vegam manasakrota vegam. Jihva vegam udrapashta vegam. The first verse. It tells you what to do for yourself. Control. The tongue, belly, genitals. What do you eat? What do you speak? Most important. Right? And the tongue is the most important. Then it talks about what you should not do in relationship with others. Most important, right? Okay. Don't talk prajalpa. And avoid association of asadus. Those are the most important points. Then the third verse talks about what you should do in relationship with others. Sadhu Sangha. Relationships. That's important. And the fourth verse talks about how you do it. Darati pratigrihnati guhe makti prichati bhungte bojayate. Those exchanges, when exchanged among devotees, they will increase love for Krishna. But they have to be done properly. These six are very, very intimate exchanges. So, here you have the explanation how you should do it. So now somebody may not be free of all the anarthas. When you go to shower, are you clean or dirty? You cannot say that you are clean because you are dirty. But you cannot say you are dirty because you are cleaning yourself. It's a process. But if you do things right, you will step out of the shower clean. So as long as the dynamics are there, I want to purify myself. There's nothing wrong with the devotee. He follows what he needs to do. He is sincere and he is serious with himself. He will naturally be able to influence others and draw respect from others. So such devotee can easily cure so many. But if he is not serious with himself, then it's going to be difficult. If he doesn't follow, then those who he cares for will not follow. And that's not good. So, no, Srila Prabhupada also, in Bhagavatam, no, he explains that the guru, the teacher, then a leader, and one more. No, they have to be exemplary. They have to follow. They have to be strict with themselves because others follow them as an examples. So like that, when you have good example, very easily to follow and not to respect. But if you don't, then you have to exercise power. Like Hiranyakashipu, nobody respects him, but they respect that he is stronger. Right now he is stronger than me. But nobody likes him. So that's one way to do it, but it's not the best. Okay?
This fear process, fear psychosis can sort of be the snare is actually exactly. It doesn't last very long. If you don't have influence in positive rapport with the person you're dealing with, it doesn't last very
long. As long as you are stronger than the other person, you can do it. But when he becomes stronger than you, then you are lost.
That's
why the leader should be trained and should have the understanding and maturity. The Putra is a last game. I mean,
yeah. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Srila Prabhupada ki? Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande.